right, it is season 13, episode 1. Cliff and James here to bring you in for the beginning of our 13th season.
Woo!
Yeah, fuck yeah, James! Come on!
13's great to be back.
We will be coming up with our mantra for season 13 as the episode goes. At the beginning of season 12, we kind of fumbled around that, and then we came up with Make Chicago Sports Great Again.
We did not.
And no disrespect.
I think we actually made it worse.
We absolutely did not make it better, which only
no disrespect,
we made it worse. But we'll get into that. James wants to talk about the Oscars, and we want to talk a little MLB. But the main thing, the main storyline, is that NFL free agency has hit. And the pieces are moving. Ladies and gentlemen, friends and family, it's a Washed Up Podcast. Let's get it.
You can come get me. I'm pointing center field because I've been seeing this coming round the bend. Get the bands by the trend next summer on the man. Quit playing, got a plan for my commas, This shit is a breeze. Me and my ego, we thick as some thieves. I got tricks up my sleeve. And I'm playing for keeps. I don't answer to no one.
James, welcome back. It's been a little bit. How are you?
It's so great to be back. It was very nice every day. I call my dad. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, got to go to this place. Got to go to that. I'm like, you know what? I get to go podcast tonight.
Finally. And you're back. And we lose Brady for the day.
It's a bummer.
So we will be the Thrix of us soon again.
Yeah, we'll get the boys together. It's March coming up. It is March.
It's March is coming up.
Yes. Our March.
Brady's birthday March. That's all on the horizon.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Calcutta, all that fun stuff, which I'm going to win again.
Yeah, well, you're just going to go after UConn again.
I'm just going to make all of you call me Lasan Al-Khabib from Dune, which means Messiah. So I'm just going to make that.
If we did team names, that would be real good.
I'm just going to go to like Chris Montroy. I'm like, you're going to say my name.
You'll get him to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. 100%.
No, I won't.
No, not a chance. James, the Oscars happened. Wait, hold on. I think I have the perfect button for this. Oh, nice. It's way too long.
Still taking pictures. Sydney Sweeney.
Margot Robbie.
Yep.
Cillian Murphy.
Robert Downey. Still
going. John Cena's wiener.
Yep. You really can't see it.
No.
It's so small. Oh my God, that's long.
That was incredibly too long, but it was comedy. So, James, Oscar notes. Let's do headlines first. Headline grabs.
One, I don't really care that much about the Oscars. Like, if it's, but this time there were so many movies I was interested in hearing about, like Holdovers with Paul Giamatti. I wanted to see how they got treated, but we all knew Oppenheimer was just going to be Bama Bulls dynasty and just run the table.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. got Best Supporting. Cillian Murphy got Best Actor. It got Best Picture. It got Best Score. It was just a runaway, but I thought it was an entertaining show.
Yeah. And was it Jimmy Kimmel hosted?
Jimmy Kimmel hosted for like the 30th time.
Yeah. Yuck.
I feel like they just looked. They're like, we need a host like Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, right. We need a puppet, Jimmy Kimmel.
Because I know they tried to do it without a host, and then you had Will Smith slap at Chris Rock, and just, I think they're like, all right, we need to get everybody back in the pen.
Yeah. I think the slap still needs to happen though. Also, when Ricky Gervais hosted, at least that was fun.
I would say when Seth MacFarlane hosted years ago, this is maybe like when Ted was really big, he just roasted everybody. And it's like funny. It's like, how many people has he made fun of on Family Guy?
Right.
That are all just sitting looking right at him.
Yeah. He voices three characters and he just gets to berate Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But so bring him back. Bring a comedian.
It would be very interesting. Like, it would, I think the world would break if Shane Gillis did it next year. Because apparently now everybody's all in on Shane Gillis,
which is hilarious.
It's like, I'm not saying, I'm not a big stand-up guy in general, but like, obviously, like following Barstool, you see him in a lot of their stuff, but that guy's fucking hilarious. And I think that would seriously break the internet if he did it next year.
Yeah, he's super hilarious. But I think also the progression of like the R word. Like it, like 10 years ago, it was like, nobody says it, blah, blah, blah. And then Shane comes on stage and just like talks freely about Down syndrome because he has it. He's like cousins, uncles. Yeah. And so you bring that back into the light, but in a better atmosphere. And everybody's like, oh, okay, well, if we can joke about it and everybody enjoys it, now it's funny. You know, if he was doing this like 10 years ago, people would be like, dude, you can't.
Yeah, it would be, I mean, the fact he just went on SNL and just dropped the R word like so nonchalant.
Ridiculous.
That lady with the flute sitting behind him looked like she wanted to take that flute and just stick it in his neck.
I know. And yeah.
You're just like, oh, wow, this is actually happening. But no, it's, oh, and also speaking of Shane Gillis, you know how like, did you know how somebody went to Shane Gillis this weekend?
Who?
No, they'll just post on their Instagram and like, I was just going to go to like Taco Bell on Sunday and be like, Shane Gillis, lock in and just post a picture.
Tapped in. Yeah.
But no, it was, I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, you didn't like, what, you knew Jimmy Kimmel was going to make a Trump joke that was guaranteed and you waited right till the end.
Yeah.
But no, when I said before we started this that Ryan Gosling just proves he doesn't miss.
Yeah.
That's a Brady line right there. Ryan Gosling does not miss.
So what happened?
He did. I didn't see the Barbie movie, but he did his song like I'm Just Ken.
Yeah.
And it's like you're looking at a guy who never sings and he just made it look so easy.
Yeah. I'm Just Ken was a great tune. But when Saturday Night Live reenacted it with Pete Davidson, it was even funnier. He did it like so dark. He was like, I'm just Pete.
Oh, God, yeah. That probably got really deep. Like, my dad hates me.
Yeah. He was like, anywhere else I'm doing drugs. And it's just so dark.
Oh, yeah. I did not see
that.
But
it was funny. Pete Davidson's just a character in and of himself. Great dude. Would love to have him on the podcast. He probably listens, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not in on him. His track record with women is incredible.
I feel like that would be the main reason somebody could be in on him, James, and you're not.
Well, it's more jealousy.
So you hate him due to what he's done.
That man, and I said this on this podcast before, he banged Kate Beckinsale and his mom picked him up the next day. Like, that's bucket list shit right there. Like, do you want to get breakfast? Yeah, I want to get breakfast.
Absolutely. You mind if we stop? It's still early enough for McDonald's.
A couple
of
hash browns? Yeah, a couple of hash browns. What'd you just, I smoked Kate Beckinsale?
Yeah.
But no, and then to Margot Robbie, I think made me forget about Sydney Sweeney. Margot Robbie is her.
Yeah.
Like, that needs to just be established. She is her. Sydney Sweeney's hot, but Margot Robbie is number one.
Yeah. Sydney Sweeney's having her time, but Margot Robbie has been queen.
Yeah. Margot Robbie's like Tom Brady coming back with the Bucks. Like, I'm still here.
Yeah. Sydney Sweeney's trying to be Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's a great way of putting
this is
it.
A
like,
good one.
Still there.
Yeah.
And then John Cena just proving to everybody that he's just funny.
He is, dude. He's like a legitimate actor. And obviously, like, people say, legitimate, really? All he does is like dumb fucking comedies.
Yeah, like, yeah, he does like, well, so does The Rock. Like, exactly. The Rock either does like a movie of him fighting someone in a tropical climate or does like dumb comedies.
Yeah, he's either being a dumb comedian or he's being The Rock, who he got his personality by being in the WWE.
Do you see he's back in the WWE?
Yeah, I saw he came back and like Roman Reigns slapped him or something.
No, I have a lot of buddies at work who watch it, and so I've been kind of watching it too.
Hell yeah.
It's like The Rock versus Cody Rhodes right now, and like Cody Rhodes is like the people's champion. Everyone's like loving, chanting, we want Cody and all that.
No way.
And The Rock's like the bad guy now because he's head of the TKO board. So he's pretty much head of WWE.
Wow.
So it's, yeah. And so you got The Rock's like calling people meth heads and like that. It's getting interesting.
I might need to get back into the Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown.
Pat McAfee makes it interesting too.
Yeah. Well, and your dog, Logan Paul.
Oh, we're out there dominating right now. SummerSlam's going to Cleveland. We should go.
All right. When do I start training? Should I start training?
We should try to get you a tryout.
Yeah, Tony D'Angelo, watch out.
Oh, we could take those. He's tag team champion. We could take those titles.
I think we could take them.
Tony, I'm calling you out right now. Put those belts in the lining. It's me and Pat. Pat's going to do all the work, but I'm going to sit there and talk shit to you and your boy. I'm calling you out.
So Emma Stone won Best Actress.
Yeah, she deserves it. Again, that's another her.
Yeah, she's great. There was a lot of controversy on it, though. I saw. I didn't watch the Oscars.
People getting it over like, who was that?
Yeah.
Over Emily Blunt, maybe?
No, over a couple of not as known actresses.
I mean, it's a popularity contest at the end of the day.
Right, exactly. It's like the MVP voting. And it's like, yeah, LeBron probably shouldn't have won it every... Well, he could have won it every single year, but...
You're going to give it to Durant that one year. You're going to give it to Russell Westbrook that one year.
Yeah. But I wish I watched the Oscars. I had to work, unfortunately, but...
Yeah, it was definitely one of the more entertaining ones in a long time, but...
Except a slap.
I'm just saying there wasn't crazy stuff happening because the slap was all we heard about for... Just nonstop.
Yeah, for like a year.
And it's more fucked up with the slap is that Will Smith later got best actor in the night. Like, he went up there and started crying about something. You're like, dude, you just slapped a man. I'm like...
Right, yeah, the Arthur Smith.
King Richard.
King, yeah.
Yeah, King Richard, which was a great movie, by the way. And Will Smith just completely ruined it by slapping Chris Rock. And then we found out that their marriage was like a farce, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I did hear on Pardon My Take that PFT just goes, can't watch the Oscars without one slap. He's like, you got to have one slap in there.
You do. And I totally understand. All right. Well, let's get to a little bit of the season hasn't started and the New York Yankees have lost the World Series.
They're fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying they're fucked, but even Soto, though, has looked like he's been a little banged up.
Yeah, and I think I heard that Soto might be on the move.
Already?
Yeah.
That would be great just to see the Yankees crumble.
Yeah, so Gerrit Cole has suffered an injury in his elbow, and he's getting evaluated. If he's done for the year, the Yankees are done. And Judge is banged up still. And then Saquon goes to the Eagles. It's not a good time to be a New York guy.
They do have the Knicks. The Knicks are pretty damn fun to watch.
Yeah, but they're not going to win anything.
I did see something on Twitter that when the Knicks first got OG Anunoby, he dabbed up with Frank the Tank and then broke his elbow or something.
Frank's elbow?
No. Like OG Anunoby like got hurt with a chipped elbow.
Oh, no.
And then Saquon Barkley did an episode of Frank's Walks. And Saquon Barkley's gone, and people are like, the Fleming curse is real.
Oh, this is good. He needs to use this. We need to get him back on. Would he want to talk about it?
Dude, honestly, Pat, I think he's too big now.
Yeah.
I think like he's a hard man to get in touch with. He's doing stuff with J.J. Watt and Mike Francesa. He's a hard person.
People forget. He was twice recurring guest.
Twice recurring. I love saying that to people. Like, if you're out drinking, like, oh, we've had him on the podcast. What?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. And then people right away look that episode up. It's great.
Yeah. We've had Frank the Tank on this episode twice. On this podcast twice.
But I did see that. That was pretty funny. Like, Saquon literally was over at Saquon's house and then Saquon left.
Oh my God, that's phenomenal.
But no, with Gerrit Cole, though, I actually saw that last night saying he may need Tommy John. I was looking at his stats. He's fucking unreal.
He's disgusting.
He is so good.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at him like, and you forget that he had that stint with Houston where they were just unhittable. And then I know he had the collapse against the Red Sox a couple of years ago, but he is so fucking good. And that's just the definition of an ace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to drive Yankee fans nuts.
Yeah. I think that if he's done for the year, the Yankees have nothing to look forward to, but also even if he's available at X amount of weeks or months out, the Yankees don't have much to keep them.
I mean, Rodon.
Yeah.
I mean, who's like up and down like a freaking roller coaster.
Do they still have Nestor Cortez or did he leave?
I have no idea what their pitch. I mean, now I saw that they're looking to get Cease again, but what are they going to give up for that?
Yeah, nothing.
Exactly. Yeah, fuck.
They're going to give us some fucking has-beens or some soon-to-be maybes. And any maybe that comes to the Sox organization is a no.
Yeah. They just turn. I was going to say, you guys don't have.
Look at this promise. Yeah. We'll ruin it.
Yep, exactly.
The White Sox, I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, but I made Brady die because I said that the White Sox are going to win the AL Central.
Oh, yeah. I did hear that. Yeah.
Okay.
See, I love how you guys, like, I see on Twitter, Sox fans are like, I mean, this defense is pretty fun to watch. It's like you guys start poking at certain things.
Yeah.
And then come opening day, you're going to be like, they're going to win the World Series.
Yeah, I'm not going to go World Series. I just can't. There's no shot. But what I can bank on is that our division is so dog shit. Nobody got astronomically better. We got astronomically worse, maybe.
Yeah, that division is bad.
But we have no upside. Like, we have zero. And that's right in the wheelhouse of the South Side to go above expectations. When we have expectations, we're going to go way below them. But when there's no expectations, we'll blow you out of the water.
I mean, that division is awful. But here, like, back to the Yankees. Look at the Yankees. It's like, oh, you never know the division. The Orioles are fucking going to plow everybody. The Tampa's still going to be Tampa.
Yeah.
Like, the Yankees are fucked.
Yeah, and the Yankees.
I don't think you are fucked, actually.
I know. And we're plus 3,800 to win the AL Central. That's too good of money.
That's crazy.
That value is disgusting. For those who do not gamble, that is $10 to win $380 if you bet on the White Sox to win the AL Central.
I honestly might
I
do
don't,
that.
Yeah, I don't know about a better investment.
Did you see, like, I know you're not a video game guy. I saw somebody posted it, the Sox MLB The Show rankings.
No. Oh, I hate those.
Luis Robert's the highest ranking member on the team. He's at 89. And then Dylan Cease is 78. And then that's it. Just everyone's in the 70s and 60s.
Dylan Cease is only a 78?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Cy Young? Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so absolutely insane.
I know.
This, like, guy was second in AL Cy Young voting 2 years ago, and you're telling me he's a 78 right now?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Eloy's,
oh, my
Eloy,
God.
Eloy, you guys thought was going to win MVP a couple years ago. He's a 73.
Yeah, Eloy's dog shit. Robert being not in the 90s.
I was like, are you serious? Like, he's at least, at most, a 93.
At most. I'm fine with that.
But then I did see, like I said, I know you don't care about video games, but Trout's a 99. That ship has sailed.
I don't think so. I do not think so.
You don't think he's a 99?
Or no, you think I think he is. I think he is. I think he's going to be MVP this year.
I don't. I disagree.
I think Shohei Ohtani leaves, Trout stays healthy, and he goes MVP style, like when KD left Oklahoma City and Russ went on a tear and just won MVP. Even though the Thunder didn't do anything, Russ just had a career year right after the main guy leaves.
Dude, I don't think that Trout. I think it's like with Tom Brady being a 99 in Madden, like that era was over. Just go be like a 92, 93.
I get that.
Mike Trout's still Mike Trout, but a 99 is tough.
I think
as someone who plays MLB The Show a lot, that's a tough ranking. I think.
Yeah.
The only two players in the game, or three players in the game that could be 99 are Acuna, Shohei, and Mookie Betts.
Yeah, Mookie Betts is about to be a starting shortstop, and he's played outfield his entire professional career.
I mean, if you're a listen, I love the Red Sox, like, you know, love Boston, but if you're a diehard Red Sox fan, you are just punching air every single day.
Every time you see his name,
it definitely just makes you angry. Like, is that how you felt with Tatis a couple years ago?
No, because we never got to see him, like, play in our jersey.
Okay, true.
You know? Like, when we traded him, James Shields was really good.
Okay, that's true. Okay,
you know what I mean?
Bad comparison. My bad. Delete that.
Delete it. Give me the whole left side of the menu. No, but, I mean, Tatis is one of those guys who might just be a nuisance. Like, he's just going to be around. Like, sure, he'll be.
The Padres still have a good, like, I don't know about their pitching. I don't know where Snell's going, but they still have a good team, but I don't know how Tatis will be.
Yeah, I just wish, like, one, the where San Diego plays is just beautiful. San Diego's stunning, and the area around their ballpark is a vibe.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I've said it before. It's California Wrigleyville.
Yeah, exactly.
So cool. It's the best. But also, their color scheme is poop brown and piss yellow.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good color.
They need to go back to the old ones.
Yeah, give me that, like, navy royal blue.
And with the orange, like, pinstripes.
Yep, yep.
Like, the Tony Gwynn ones.
Yep. Those exactly. Give me Tony Gwynn jerseys at least for 70.
If they go back to those jerseys, I could be in on the Padres.
I'll be so in on
that. That's a future right there.
That has to be a jersey this year. And when you see when you say Tony Gwynn, if that jersey doesn't pop into your head, you're not in on this game.
See, like our friend Clem, when he says Acuna looks so cool, like all the time, Tatis would look cool in a navy blue Padres.
Fuck yeah, he would. Fuck
would look really cool.
I'd dive into Tatis if they wore those jerseys more often than not.
I mean, you're a Sox fan or a Cubs fan. Padres go back. That might be our second team.
That might have to be. But right now, who is, did I decide yet? I did say I'm going Mariners, but.
Not like, what were you last year?
Diamondbacks.
Okay, that was that. Gotcha.
But nobody was really like letting me because they were good. And I was like, well, I've been on the Diamondbacks like for 2 years.
I think Corbin Carroll's like a 97 in the game.
Really?
Yeah.
And Luis Robert's an 89.
I think it's just the fact, if Luis Robert was on the Braves, he'd be a 99.
For sure.
It's just the fact that he's on the Sox.
If he was batting third behind Acuna and... name anybody else on the Braves. Olson.
Matt Olson, I think it was a 98.
Yeah, if it was Acuna, then Matt Olson and then Luis Robert. Yeah, Luis Robert's going to be a 98 at least.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's just solely the fact that he's on the Sox. I mean, I know it's been a while since I haven't been on, but dude, if the Sox do that new stadium in the loop, that is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that'll be sweet.
And then you have Sox fans bitching about parking. Like, seriously?
We're so dumb.
That's what I'm like.
We're so dumb.
That has potential to be like a PNC in the middle of Chicago and would be so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And you have Sox fans talking about parking.
Hey, James, when you go to the Cubs game, where do you park?
Oh, the fucking L or a fucking Uber.
Yeah.
Or Spot Hero at the end of the day. But yeah.
Or somebody's,
you'll figure it out.
Yeah, or somebody's driveway for $30 cash.
Exactly. You literally just find that guy that still has a stereo and a cooler of beers.
Yeah.
Can we park here? Sure.
$30 cash and I'll give you a water. Okay, deal. Want peanuts too? Yes, please, sir.
I think that stadium would be so cool.
Yeah, I think it will be... way better. And also, while we're on the topic of stadiums, the Bears are no longer thinking Arlington Heights.
That's why I told you I want to talk about movies.
Then since we won't go into all NFL free agency just yet. We did watch a movie with John Cena. We didn't watch it together, but we can talk about it a little bit.
Ricky Stenicki.
First off, no spoilers, but the overlying... plot is that these group of friends have created this guy, Ricky Stenicki, who they can use as a scapegoat when they want to get away from their wives or families.
It's a clever
concept. Top notch, dude.
It's a clever concept. And I saw a thing on Twitter. It said, too, it's like this went right to Amazon Prime. They're like, bro, if this came out in 2010, this would do numbies at the box office.
Dude, if we were in high school and like none of us had touched a boob yet, we'd be like, oh, dude, totally doing this with my wife.
Yeah, exactly.
You've never even kissed anybody, Tyler.
And I think it was funny too. It's like Zac Efron just did Iron Claw, and it was such a serious, sad movie. It's like, get back to the roots, Zach.
Yeah, right.
Get back to the bro comedies with your boys.
Yeah, get back to Neighbors.
Yeah, like that type of stuff. And I think he was probably like, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's about time.
But I thought it was a funny movie. Definitely just cheap laughs.
Cheap
one-liners. Did it get sad? I wouldn't say it got sad. It gets a little.
Bummer.
Yeah, aww. you're kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, but also they just made a dick joke and then it gets sad and then you're like, I don't feel sad. I'm still laughing about that dick joke.
Like his name is Rock Hard Rod.
Yeah.
if that movie came out in the theaters, it probably would have done well because it's like you have John Cena, Zac Efron, Andrew Santino is like a rising guy.
Yeah.
It would have done well.
Yeah. Okay, so we do need to talk.
Foosball.
We do need to talk foosball. One thing I want to do on a couple of the bigger names is I saw on like Twitter or anything, it was like describe this in like baseball terms or describe this in NBA terms. So after we talk about some of the big names, we're going to see about any comparisons we can make.
Okay.
All right. You ready for it?
Yep.
All right.
431.
Fuck this sport.
All right. Day one of NFL free agency was yesterday. There have been some big names on the move. I have it listed team by team on additions as of now. I did this about early this morning. So if anything has happened, we can add it in as we go.
The Bears.
You want to start with the Bears?
I think we should start with the Bears.
All right, let's start with the Bears. So the Bears add DeAndre Swift, Gerald Everett, and the names that I'll be bringing up are the ones that will that you might draft in fantasy football. I don't do defense guys. So you can go with who else we signed.
Jonathan Owens, Simone yep. Biles' husband.
So we got Simone Biles.
Simone Biles, yeah. Biles, whatever. yeah, I think it's just going to be really funny just because social media, and like I think she'll get into hating Green Bay.
Well, she has to.
I think it will just be, it's good for us, morale booster, and I know she's going to come out and say, I'm a Justin Fields guy.
She has to.
She's got Olympic gold medals, so like she can sway people.
Yeah.
And then who's the guy, Kevin or Cam Bard or?
Yeah, Baird.
Baird, okay, yeah, that was a huge, I love that pickup. That's, I mean, your boy Eddie Jackson, RIP.
Peace out.
Peace out. I think that's good. And then who else did we get? The lineman we traded for last week in like the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I told you I'm just doing fantasy relevant guys.
Yeah, you're. I like how you just went full on Bill Murray Space Jam. Like, I don't do defense. I don't do defense.
I don't because my football knowledge is the guys who score me points.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
The defense, I think the secondary is just getting better and better.
It definitely is.
It's like, that's one good thing to focus on, but they need another pass rusher.
Yeah. Do you think that's something we tackle in this free agency, or do you think this is something we tackle in the draft?
Here's the thing. I'm going to say it. If the Bears stick with Justin Fields and they go to Marv, it's going to be Marvin Harrison. And then if Dallas Turner from Alabama is available, it'll be that. But if their game plan is Caleb Williams and the kid from Washington, I think you're going to settle for Chase Young. Or I mean, call me crazy. Everyone's going to give me shit for this. I think that they make a play for Mac or Joey Bosa.
Wow. Get Mac back?
Back, I think a reunion's possible, or Joey Bosa's on the trade market, so...
Joey Bosa would be fun for you.
That would be awesome. His name is Jay Big Bear on the Bears.
Yeah, come on, it fits.
That would be great. He loves Johnny's Beef, too.
Well, it's right down the road. Looks like we could have a day.
Yeah, exactly.
What is he, like 30?
Joey, your age.
Yeah, he's a year older than me, right?
Or is he your age.
Oh, fuck. He's my age?
Yeah.
God damn it. I got to start doing push-ups.
Yeah.
Okay, I can get over that.
Yeah, they're saying Chase Young or the Danielle Hunter from Minnesota, mm-hmm. I think would be ideal, but I don't think that's in the price range.
Yeah. Okay. The market for Justin Fields has shrunk.
It's literally it's an ant. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah,
I'm
great.
Here's my thing. I just want to, like, if they're going to trade him, just do it now. I don't want to go into training camp like this.
Right.
Like, the hanging over the head, you don't know. And I think it's also going to be awful for the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, they'd have to get a deal done before draft day.
Or if they're keeping him, fuck yeah, let's go. But I don't think that's the case. I think Poles shot himself in the foot. Obviously, not a lot of teams are interested because it's like, I think yesterday in the thread, Gio said maybe the Giants. Giants just got Drew Locke.
Yeah.
And they're probably drafting J.J. McCarthy or like Penix or Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Like what is there anymore? I mean, the Seahawks?
I mean, still the Commanders, Patriots.
No, but I'm saying who's gonna trade for Fields?
Yeah, either one. Like if we just gave Fields to one of them, they'd have.
I just don't think Poles is gonna do that. I think Poles.
Yeah, I don't think.
And him coming out and saying he wants to do right by Justin if they trade him, he has not done that so far.
No, he has not.
Like we always talk about the mentals on this podcast. Justin's mentals are not good.
That's why he unfollowed the Bears for his mentals, dude.
He needs us. He needs us right now.
Yeah, but I get it. Deleting social media for your mental stability is a pristine move, especially when you have millions of dollars.
He would just answer my DMs, but
yeah, we need his direct line. enough of this shooting around.
A quick story. So Brady picked me up on Saturday. We were going over to his place, and my dad called me. And my dad knew Brady was in the car, so he's trying to poke the bear. My dad right away starts saying, oh, J.J. McCarthy might go to the Bears. They might get rid of this and that. And I just ripped into my dad, and I hung up on him. Brady just puts his head down and goes, James, you got to start getting paid for this. He's like, you defend this guy at every single turn. I'm like, and I will. And then Saturday night, I just hit a wall. I'm like, I'm so tired of doing this. I'm like, only like four people agree with me on this. I'm like, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
It's like Jon Snow says in Game of Thrones, he goes, I'm tired of fighting. It's like, it's all I've done. And I just truly, I don't know anymore with Justin what they're going to do. If they keep him and Ryan Poles is the greatest poker player ever, I think that's great. But I just truly think if they do keep him, it's going to be a civil war with Bears fans.
Yeah, I think if we keep him, and obviously we joked about it a couple episodes ago about keeping Justin and drafting Caleb and turning Justin into like the kind of Taysom Hill role. But yeah, that separates the locker room.
And here's the thing. It's like the Bears go Caleb Williams. I understand it. It's going to happen. But if Justin Fields is in that locker room on the first day of camp, they're both going to look at each other. It's a Zoolander meme, like both walking by each other.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. Justin Fields, he'd be like, is this my team or not? And then Caleb Williams is going to be like, I thought I'm the new top dog or like what? It's just not going to work.
Yeah.
And then you have the imbeciles saying, oh, look at the Packers. The most different situation in the entire fucking world.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not that far in age, Caleb Williams and Justin Fields. Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love are moons away.
Right. So, but also now it's Jordan Love and Sean Clifford.
Shout out, Cliff.
Shout out, Cliff.
See, he's actually going to tear the Packers off from the inside.
Absolutely. It's an inside job. Nobody talk about it. Nobody look into it because it will then not be real.
Yes, there we go.
So everything I'm reading says you're wrong. But I think that if we do keep Justin, draft Caleb, I think these two grown-ass men need to figure out a way to like live in each other's lives and realize that if that's what the team thinks is best, if that's our best chance of winning a Super Bowl, I don't give a fuck if they like each other or not. Get over it. You're getting paid to play the game that you grew up playing.
We should put them together like in Like Mike with Tracy Reynolds and Calvin Cambridge.
Exactly. Make them live together.
Yes. Like, be like,
make Justin babysit him for being a little coward and a little baby whiner.
Yeah. Like, hey, get the nail polish off. Stuff like that.
Right. Hey, dude, Chicago kind of eats people like you alive. So maybe shut up a little bit.
But here's my one thing about all of this is that every single member of the media, from Adam Schefter down to the guys in Chicago, Mark Silverman, Dave Kaplan, they all went out and said, it's a done deal with Caleb Williams and stuff. Justin Fields going to Atlanta. And then you find out that like, maybe the Bears are lying, saying that they're embarrassed to say they couldn't trade him. But this is not what the media thought was going to happen. And like, they couldn't have been more wrong.
Yeah. I think being in a better position than a lot of teams, just in general, like if I know Fields hasn't had the career arc that we hoped he would have by now, he kind of went up and then down and then showed a little glimmer of hope on the way out. And then it was like, did he do enough? Did he do enough?
The Green Bay game really killed him.
Really, really did. Because he was kind of on a hot streak for a little bit there.
Yeah, it's like that game in Atlanta, like I was there and it was just like everyone was so pumped, like we're going to go into Green Bay, ruin their season. That killed him. Granted, the offensive line decided to have their worst game in like eight games.
Totally, totally.
But he did not have a perfect game at all, but I think that really killed him. And it's just like, you know, you got demoralized by the Packers.
I agree. And I hate to fucking bring in the 49ers because they're just a way better run organization than us. But Brock Purdy didn't do like crazy things. He just had the best supporting cast around. And then it was always the question of, is it Brock Purdy? Could you throw anybody behind there? It's like, what if we just build our team, right? Like we have the number one overall pick. Just build the team. Caleb Williams isn't coming in and winning games right away.
It's literally, this team was should have been 10-7.
Yeah.
They should have been 10-7. They had three epic collapses.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's the thing. It's like you get Caleb Williams, you're going to have guys like DJ Moore, Cole Komet. They're going to be pissed. They're going to be like, dude, what the fuck?
Right.
They're like, we got to like, we understand Caleb Williams is a generational talent, but it's like, you're this close with right. Fields.
Yeah.
Just do enough. Like, yes, there are like, he is not perfect. I'm going to say that he can improve on things for sure, yeah. but it doesn't help him that every time he does something, the entire media rains down on him right away saying it's his fault.
Right.
The guy's had three different offensive coordinators, two different head coaches.
Yep. All right. Enough about, our dumb, dumb Bears. I'm going to go in alphabetical order. So this offseason has been cooking. The Cardinals just added some defense guys. So we're going to get that out of the way. Falcons get Kirk Cousins and Darnell Mooney. Those are the big ones.
It's a big domino. If Darnell Mooney goes there and is very good, then you can maybe point the finger at Justin Fields with him.
That's a great point.
That's a domino.
That's a good point.
And then I'm going to skip to the Raiders. If the Raiders are good with, like, say they get a J.J. McCarthy or whoever, Penix, and they have Gardner Minshew, and Getsy thrives with them, then that's another finger.
Yep.
So those are two dominoes as Bears fans we have to watch.
That's great. So now I want to keep Justin Fields for that experiment alone. We're not winning a fucking Super Bowl for at least 5 years.
I don't even know if we'll ever win a Super Bowl.
Shut up, James. Okay. Shut up. You're going to feel differently in September, so change that mentality now.
Okay, yes.
All right? So that is a great point, though, because if Darnell Mooney goes fucking almost kind of Randy Moss, even if he goes Steve Smith.
I'm saying like Stephon Diggs in Minnesota, because Darnell Mooney had way more potential, and he just shit the bed and cost us a playoff spot.
Very true. Hit him right in the wee-wee, and he didn't hold on.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's something to watch with Atlanta.
Yeah. Also, Kirk Cousins for 4 years off of an in season-ending injury.
What does his agent do?
Because
his
I need to know.
His agent is in his bag right now.
Yeah. He's probably cooking with his shirt off, no pants on, kind of just doing Zoom meetings.
Like
what?
That's I
4 years?
4 years off an Achilles, or I think it was Achilles.
I think it was Achilles. Too.
Achilles, right. And he only has one playoff win. Granted, he's been there a couple times, but his last playoff game, he got spanked by Daniel Jones.
Right. I mean, he's still Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. But I mean,
I don't know. But all the memes about the whitest guy in the world going to Atlanta have been hilarious.
Have you ever seen Road Trip?
Yes.
I saw that. Did you see that one of the skinny? Yeah.
So good, dude. Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. And then somebody else looked up all the Coles in Atlanta. It was like, Kirk Cousins about to have a field day. And then another one about like all Coles managers in Atlanta. And it's just guys throwing money around at the club.
It's like, I saw Quavo already tweeted at him and just said like, yo, we got chains.
Yep.
I mean, they could be interesting, the Falcons, if they put it together.
I agree. I think with especially the young dudes that they have on that team that obviously lacked leadership, that's one thing that Kirk can come in and give.
Yeah.
Is that veteran, almost dad charisma.
Like he is just a walking dad.
Where it's like if Bijan Robinson's like having like the zoomies and like sprinting around the facility. Like
Bijan, sit down.
Yeah. Bijan, come on.
Kyle, finish your food.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah. It should be interesting to see. And just watch Darnell Mooney all year. If he really breaks out, then you could start saying, ooh.
Yeah. If he breaks out, but if Gardner Minshew and Luke Getsy lead the Raiders to any wins.
Or Aiden O'Connell. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Whoever the fuck they put behind center.
I think that they're going to draft somebody. But yeah, exactly. It's the point. And you have, no offense to Antonio Pierce, he's a good motivator. I don't know how they're going to win football games with that guy.
Yeah, it is funny to see, not funny. Antonio Pierce obviously comes in after a firing, and teams usually find that morale behind the new guy because they already have. Yeah. But can he add on and create a better organization than the way he was given it?
My thing is, it's either like Josh McDaniels was that bad of a coach.
Terrible.
Or like maybe Antonio Pierce really does. Like, I mean, that defense went to bat for him, like Max Crosby, Bob Spillane.
Yeah.
And they just, so it, that's another interesting thing to watch.
I also think he just resonates with players better than Daniels.
Yes, exactly. I mean, so, Josh McDaniels just was under Belichick's wing and thought that would work somewhere else, and it did not.
Yeah. This was the most crystal clear. Everyone probably saw it the minute Derrick Henry was leaving the Titans. It was like, where's his best fit? The Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah. I'm a Henry guy. I respect how good he is. I don't know how much time, like his father time catching up with him. And he's still not that old, but that should be interesting. I thought he was going to go to Dallas.
Really?
I thought Dallas.
Oh, I thought Ravens or Dolphins. Or Ravens or Texans.
Dolphins are a dumpster fire. We'll get into that.
Yeah. I think right when he was it free agent, he like just left.
I think at the end of the season, he pretty much implied like that was my last game.
Yeah.
Cause they're rebuilding. So he wants to win.
I think I went Ravens, Texans, and then just kind of Bears.
That would have been so cool.
I know, right?
And if you would have gone to the Bears, I would have said, he's still in his prime. Yeah, exactly. He's still good.
Exactly. 100%. 100%.
And it's also kind of, he like killed the Ravens years ago when he had that run in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So he like smoked them. So who knows now how that will go.
Yeah. All right. Derrick Henry going to the Ravens in baseball or NBA terms?
NBA terms, I'm going to say... Maybe Paul George
to the Clippers.
To the Clippers.
Mm. I've been thinking about this a little longer, so I put these on the spot on you. I was thinking an aging Allen Iverson going to Denver to play with Carmelo Anthony.
Okay. I mean, because Henry's got a little bit of juice left. Allen Iverson didn't have any juice left.
He had a little bit of juice.
Okay. He went to play for the Pistons later on. That's true.
And the Grizzlies.
Okay, that's good.
Right?
Yeah.
They didn't win anything, but he left the 76ers to go to Denver. It's not like he went to the 76ers, then like the Supersonics, then the Hornets, then to Denver. Like he was with the team that he was with, and then when it fizzled out with the Sixers, he went over.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Or maybe Chris Bosh going to the Heat.
Ooh. Yeah, Chris Bosh, definitely not
like,
LeBron.
Yeah, I would not say LeBron. That'd be like fucking, who is the best running back in football?
Of all time?
No, right now.
Christian McCaffrey.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say McCaffrey, then.
If McCaffrey went to the Niners,
if McCaffrey got traded for absolutely nothing. Wait, that actually happened.
Oh, shoot, bummer crap.
Okay, Bosh, Iverson, okay.
Yeah, I like that.
It's like it's a good player, not a superstar, but a good player.
Right. The Bills, all they've added is Mitch.
They might be bad next year.
Yeah, they might not be good. And they got rid of Gabe Davis, and we'll get into where he went.
But. That AFC East might be really bad.
Yeah. Dude, the Bills' window is done. I'll be the one to put the flag in it.
I think they kind of want us to think that because everyone every year says, oh, the Bills are going to put it together. I wouldn't say it's done.
Yeah, but...
I mean, Josh Allen's still good enough to get players to go play there.
True, but also he's got the diva of divas as his number one.
I don't even want to get into that fucking idiot.
The Panthers just stink.
You got Luke Combs chiming in about how bad they are.
Yeah, when a country singer comes at your organization, you know you've already lost everything.
They are going to be bad for a long time.
Forever.
Yeah, Brian Burns was their best player, and he just walked to the Giants.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, moving on. I already talked Bears. The Bengals got Zach Moss, and they let go Joe Mixon.
I don't know what they're going to do with T. Higgins.
Or Tyler Boyd.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting with them.
They all only the Joe Burrow, Zach Moss, Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
Samaje Perine is gone.
I'd be kind of cool with the Bengals sucking because everyone just sucked them off for a couple years.
Yeah, same.
It's be like, I love Joe Burrow, Sam Hubbard, love him, but I'm just kind of like, all right, everyone just thinks that they're the greatest thing ever. I'm not really in on them.
I'm over it.
I could be cool with them sucking for a little bit.
The Browns added Jerry Jeudy and Jameis.
Jameis is so perfect for Cleveland.
Yeah. Is that official?
Yeah. He's going to say like my dogs and everyone's going to go nuts.
Yeah.
He's just so perfect for there.
Jerry Jeudy, do you think he can revamp his career a little bit in Cleveland?
I think he can. The only problem on the Browns' entire team is Deshaun Watson. That is the only gaping hole on that team.
Also, Nick Chubb coming from a season-ending week two injury.
He's built so different. I think he'll be okay.
I hope he is. I love Nick Chubb.
He's fun to watch. I just truly think the Browns proved it. Their defense is good enough to win them games.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they go. I mean, Deshaun Watson has what, the biggest contract ever, or is that Russell Wilson?
Don't think it's Deshaun.
I mean, Deshaun Watson years ago,
Pat Mahomes has the largest contract.
3-4 years ago was one of the best quarterbacks of football. Now he just is mediocre at best. So I truly think that's their one problem. And I'm surprised they haven't made a phone call about Justin.
Okay, I agree. I can see it.
Yeah. But I mean, they should be pretty solid. That Jerry Jeudy, I think, will have a resurgence there.
Okay. I'm in on Jerry Jeudy. Cowboys haven't added anybody. They got rid of Tony Pollard.
I don't know who's going to play running back.
I don't know either. Broncos didn't add anybody. They got rid of Jerry Jeudy and Russ. We'll get into Russ. The Lions haven't done much. And the Packers add Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, that was a real gut punch.
Yeah, you're a big Josh Jacobs guy.
Yeah, because he dominated for me in fantasy. I don't know. It's Aaron. I'd rather actually have Aaron Jones when Aaron Jones is healthy. I think he's one of the best running backs in football.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Josh Jacobs is still a fucking stud, and this Packers offense just only gets better.
Yeah. I love when the highlight tape of when Prime Kobe and Prime Shaq were playing together. And
it just said Aaron Jones, Josh Jacobs.
For the 20 minutes they were on the same team together.
It's just the last thing we need, though, is Matt LaFleur getting another superstar caliber player and just turning him into an absolute weapon.
Yeah. Hopefully Jordan Love stinks.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but shut up. We mentioned it. Joe Mixon left the Bengals, went to the Texans. The Texans are going to be cool. I don't know if Joe Mixon has anything left in the tank, but it's CJ Stroud, Joe Mixon, Nico Collins.
Tank Dell,
and Dalton
Schultz. I think they'll get one more player before free agency's over.
Yeah.
Dude, they are going to be a problem.
They're going to be fun.
We get to see Anthony Richardson and CJ Stroud versus each other twice next year. So I think as football fans, that's going to be a treat.
Yeah. I really want Anthony Richardson to be fun.
I want him too. I'm not a big Colts guy, but I think the league's better when players see that's mature of me. And you got the rest of the world just wants Justin Field to go away. Fuck off.
Yeah. Shut up, losers. We just want everybody to go out there, be good, and make this league
and
fun.
Win us some money.
Right, exactly. I want to know who's going to win.
Like, I want to be staring at my phone and be like, Anthony Richardson, first touchdown. Like, I want to be staring at that.
Come on.
You talk me into it.
Come on. The Colts just re-signed Michael Pittman. They didn't add anybody yet.
I think that they're a healthy Anthony Richardson away from being very good.
Wow.
I mean, that team last year should not have been what they were. I mean, losing Zach Moss kind of hurts, but that team should have been horrible, and they were really good. They got a great coach.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be fun to watch.
Yeah. Prayers up for Anthony Richardson come back stronger.
Yeah, we need him back.
The Jaguars. First off, I don't know if I'll be jagging off much this year.
Dude, I saw a thing earlier, and it said rank the 5 quarterbacks drafted in the first round from 2021.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that far of a gap between Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
Trevor Lawrence has won a playoff game. Yes, I will give him that.
Yeah.
But they are just, they are literally like a ham and cheese sandwich. So like just middle of the road, plain. They are, I don't know what to think of them.
Either do I, and I don't want to watch them. They added Mac Jones and Gabe Davis.
Disgusting.
Gross. Why? Why even add either one of them? I guess Gabe Davis still has a chance for a long ball, but
Davis giving himself a tribute too from Buffalo is pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He thanked himself.
I saw a comparison video for this year's draft compared to the 2021. It was like the no doubt overall number one.
Caleb Williams,
Trevor Lawrence. The like white guy, fundamental guy who didn't really play any college competition and everybody thinks he's going to be great. Zach Wilson.
And?
Drake May.
Oh, God.
And then a quarterback with a running style with a cannon who shows off the arm every once in a while.
J.J. McCarthy?
No, Jaden Daniels. Justin Fields. A quarterback who only got relevant due to winning a national championship. Mac Jones, J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, that's perfect. I love that comparison. Two losers.
And we will But yeah, similarities between 2021 and this year's class.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah. So I don't know. Obviously, everybody thinks that this year's draft is going to break the league, and this is one of the most hyped quarterback classes. But we have had hype before, and it's all fell through.
I mean, you look back at old like Bleacher Report, like this 2021 class, the best class ever, like this and that, and it's honestly shaping up to be one of the worst.
I still remember the day we drafted Justin Fields.
I stopped in the middle of our softball game.
Yeah, to check your phone.
Oh, I remember. I said, "I'm like, if they draft Mac Jones, I will kill someone."
Yeah, yeah. And we were in a park full of people, and I didn't want to put you to that test.
I would have for sure. But also, too, it's like you have Trey Lance, too, in that draft. He went third.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Kyle Shanahan took Justin Fields with the third pick? The Niners won the Super Bowl this year, if that's the case.
They're a dynasty already.
They're so good. And it said Kyle Shanahan wanted to take Fields because I remember he was at his pro day, this and that, and John Lynch wanted to take Trey Lance.
Yeah, that's why when we beat San Fran in that rain game, it was so great.
It was like, oh, yeah, because Trey Lance, too, was awful that game.
Yeah, terrible.
But, I mean, Zach Wilson, though, in that draft has a case to be one of the worst quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do not want, I don't know, it's just number 10s from North Carolina.
We don't need another one.
Why is he even on my screen?
I think Sam Howell was number 10, too, in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Mid.
I mean, he was fun to watch for the Commanders every once in a while.
Oh, he had some big covers this year.
Yeah.
He had some covers.
The defending Super Bowl champions haven't really added anybody.
I think that there's a plan for them. They're going to pull something crazy.
They always do. Like, win the Super Bowl after being mid the entire year.
So, God.
We mentioned it. Gardner Minshew to the Raiders. That's really the only highlight.
No, Christian Wilkins.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he did.
He went. We're on the Raiders, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Christian Wilkins. That defensive line is scary.
Yeah. Max Crosby, Wilkins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are going to be a problem. Yeah. I would have loved if the Bears would have gotten Wilkins.
Yeah, same. It's also hilarious because Gardner Minshew got called a little ass boy by Max Crosby.
I think we talked about that, and I was like, Gardner Minshew's just like, he's so angry.
He's so mean.
Yeah, he's like, he is like a psycho.
Yeah. The Chargers got rid of Eckler, added Gus Edwards, and then Seattle dropped Will Disley, and they got him.
I think the Chargers are not going into a rebuild. I'm not going to say that, but I think that they're definitely going to clear some space.
Yeah. Gus Edwards went from Harbaugh to Harbaugh, though.
Oh, great. That's going to be a meme.
Yep.
And you see their stupid dad talking to them.
The Rams haven't gotten anybody yet. The Dolphins obviously have gotten rid of some people.
They are fucked.
And they added Jonnu Smith.
Dude, the Dolphins and Shaq Barrett today, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not a defense guy, though.
Not a defense guy. Everybody knows.
The Dolphins, I think, are in an awful spot because now they're rumbling, saying we're going to draft Penix, maybe. You're literally drafting the exact same quarterback. Like, the exact same quarterback. If I'm a Dolphins fan, I would be miserable because they have no draft picks, too, for, like, ever.
Right.
They are, and like Frank the Tank, he, as crazy as he is right though about almost everything.
Yeah.
He literally said, we are going to be fucked forever, and they are screwed.
Yeah, they're not looking great. The Vikings get Aaron Jones and Sammy D. Sam Darnold. We all look at Brady's spot.
I have no idea what they're going to do. I think that they're going to trade up to draft JJ McCarthy probably.
Yeah.
But if I'm Justin Jefferson, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah. Come on over to the other side. Brady did say that if Fields leaves the Bears, that Sam Darnold is the new king of the North.
I mean, it's Sammy. That's all I'm going to say. It's Sammy.
Yeah. The Patriots got Jacoby Brissett and Antonio Gibson. Okay.
Patriots are definitely interesting to watch in the draft.
Yeah, they're going to make some noise. The Saints didn't add anybody. The Giants got Devin Singletary. That's it.
No, they got Brian Burns from Carolina, the defensive player.
Not a defense guy.
Okay. Their defense, the Giants' defense is solid, and they have a defensive-minded coach, but it's like, or I don't know, it's, I don't know with Dable, but they're going to be bad.
Yeah.
They are, I mean, they literally, their star running back went to their arch rivals because they chose to give Daniel Jones that money.
Yeah. They're going to be kicking themselves. They would much rather have any divisional opponent have Daniel Jones than Saquon Barkley.
I mean, you could have gotten given Daniel Jones for a bag of chips.
Right.
I mean, the Giants, they had that fun run. They were like a frisky, fun team that covered a couple of years ago. They went to the playoffs.
And I had my Magnus Opus Giants money line.
Was that this year?
Yeah.
Oh, that was against what? The Commanders?
I forget. They were like...
I think it was the Commanders.
I don't know, but they were underdogs bad. Okay. They won outright. Is
yeah,
great.
They, yeah, they're in a really bad spot, and I think Dable's got one more year until Belichick comes in.
Yeah. The Jets,
their cares? Quarterback's going to be a vice
president. Tyrod Taylor.
No, their quarterback's going to be a vice presidential candidate.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Aaron Rodgers going to Congress.
He's going to make it seem like I could still play. No, you can't.
You're done. Walk into the room with a presidential candidate. And then, like we said, the Eagles landed Saquon Barkley.
They're going to be gross.
Yeah. And I saw that combined Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley squat 1,100 pounds.
Yeah, they're going to be gross.
That's disgusting.
If Nick Sirianni doesn't fumble the bag on like coaching that offense, they are going to be so good.
Yeah. I heard rumors that A.J. Brown might be traded.
I think he stays happy where he is. I think they were their offense just they should have been so much better than they were. I mean, they were 10-1, and I think they finished what 11-7.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, if Jalen Hurts turns it back on, could be really interesting.
Yeah, if they stop with the goddamn tush push and get Saquon Barkley some rush touchdowns.
Did you see all the memes with the Green Goblin mask talking to Jason Kelce?
Yeah,
we have a new world to conquer.
It would be hilarious after. He had one of the best retirement speeches to just be like, okay, I take it back.
I think that's not, that should not be rolled out.
Yeah, I think he's done. I don't see, I totally get why you're saying it shouldn't be ruled out, but I think it's time's done.
I mean, he'd rather just go drink at his brother's games, and I'm totally there for that.
Washed up.
There you go.
Steelers got Russ.
And they got, you're not a defense guy, they got the guy from Baltimore, Patrick McQueen.
Yeah, saw that.
That defense is a problem. They're good. And if Russell Wilson just does enough, the Steelers could compete.
They could.
I just think his situation in Denver was so bad.
Yeah.
And I think Mike Tomlin's a good coach. So I would not rule out Russell Wilson.
I'm not ruling Russell Wilson out at all.
I don't. Yeah. That's what everyone's quick to jump on him. Yeah. He's a weirdo and he's a robot, but yeah. I think it should be interesting to see how he does in Pittsburgh
with a good coach.
Yeah. With a coach who's never had a losing season.
Yeah. All the memes of Russell going to ruin Mike Tomlin's reign of getting +500 have been phenomenal too.
Oh, it's like oh, I've never had a losing season. The Forrest Gump running.
Yeah,
this is Russell Wilson running to Pittsburgh.
Yep. Barkley to the Eagles. In other sports terms. It feels like Mookie to the Dodgers.
I wouldn't put him up that high because he's as good as he is. He's gotten injured a lot and he.
Okay, Shohei Ohtani to the Dodgers. Okay.
I don't know. I'm thinking like basketball. Maybe Chris Paul to the Clippers.
I feel like Saquon's better.
Chris Paul, when he went to the Clippers, still good. He was the best point guard in the It was undisputed.
True. Okay, I like that. I'm in on that. Okay. I like that a lot. Not a defense guy, but Leonard Floyd went to the 49ers.
He's going
to
be great there.
Yeah, they're going to eat.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
So wait, Chase Young is going to be on the move?
They're saying Saints most likely.
Oh, okay. Seahawks, nothing. The Bucks keep Baker. Yes.
Dude, that's good for him. Good for him.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. His journey's been nuts.
Yeah, nobody's he's had wanted a him. Fucked nobody's up journey.
Wanted, yeah. Number one overall pick, leads the Bucks to the playoffs. Like I said, he would. I think you keep him, no doubt. Obviously, they're not in a position to get any other quarterback, so that's probably why. But Baker's my guy. So,
there you go.
Yeah. The Titans got Tony Pollard. From Derrick Henry to Tony Pollard.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't know.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. Were the Titans, like, now they're saying they want to get T. Higgins. Like, are they going to rebuild or not? That's the thing.
Yeah, who's going to throw the ball?
Yeah, I don't know with them.
Yeah.
If they draft another quarterback, that'll be hilarious if they do.
Yeah, for real.
That would be hysterical.
Yeah. James, I want you to go back to, we're going into the 2021 season, maybe, or maybe the, we're going into 2020 before the world shut down season.
2019.
Yeah. The Commanders got Austin Eckler, Zach Ertz, and Brandon McManus.
Be the best team in football. Best team in football.
Yep. But now fast forward 4 years.
They are the epitome of the worst team in football.
I at like midnight, I texted a group chat and I was like, Austin Eckler's downspin just got steeper than the 400 level of Soldier Field. Thank you. Little pity laugh. Never hurt nobody. Those were the big names.
They're getting Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
I think they're making that play.
I think Justin stays. I really do. Down to my nuts and bolts, dude.
I love how everything just goes back to Justin.
It has to.
Yeah, it's like, I think that the Commanders are going to make that play for Caleb Williams.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be, if the Bears do trade that pick and they do not get Caleb Williams, or like whatever, if Caleb Williams ends up in Washington, I will storm ESPN Chicago like January 6th. I will say you are all a bunch of fucking morons. I will storm every radio station in Chicagoland just to stick it to them and say you are so wrong.
You're going
to
get kicked off the phone lines thrice and then just be at the studio.
I'm going to sit outside on a podium and be like, we need to stop these people from reporting sports because they were so wrong if that happens. I already have a cigar. It's actually in my car. I'm going to smoke if Justin stays.
And you're not a cigar guy.
I am not. That's how much spite I have towards these people.
James, you're going to have two puffs and be like, I don't like this.
Oh, no, I'll do it for a video. I'll be like,
and somebody else want this cigar?
Yeah.
I spent $50 on it. What? Why?
Yeah, pretty much just to spite them. But Commanders are getting Caleb Williams.
You heard it here first.
There you go.
All right, Jimmer, this has been a beautiful time. Do you have anything else you need to let the people know? You've been gone for a couple of weeks.
I feel like I want to get one more good comparison for a free agent signing.
Perfect.
Okay, Eckler to the Commanders.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Eckler to the Commanders.
Correa to the Twins.
I like it. I feel like we can do something more known. Ooh, this is good.
Westbrook to the Rockets when he got traded?
Westbrook anywhere?
I was going to say anywhere.
Yes, I like the Westbrook. What about basketball terms?
This is fun. I love when we do this.
Yeah, right? I don't know. Pat Beverly? Just anywhere? No, Eckler's been way better.
Gordon Hayward? Anywhere?
I love how we're just tossing in anywheres. Yeah, Eckler to the Commanders is who looked so uncomfortable in a new jersey. Maybe like Jordan to the Wizards.
No. Just because it's Washington, everybody looks uncomfortable in Washington.
Oh my God.
Johnny Damon to the Yankees?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Johnny Damon to the Yankees, had to shave his beard, create a new personality, and was never the same.
Yes, there you go.
All right, I like that.
Oh, okay. One more thing.
Yes.
UFC related, that knee that Sugar Sean O'Malley hit on that guy, Cheeto, whatever.
Oh,
that looked the most painful thing I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, I'd still be curled up into a ball.
Dude, that man ate it like it was freaking breakfast.
Dude, the sound that made.
That's all. Yeah. I'm not a big UFC guy. We were just watching it the other night.
Oh, my God.
Fun to gamble on. But that literally sounded. He didn't go down.
I know. I need to. Just because you won't be able to see the video, but you can hear the sound, I gotta fucking find this really, really fast. That was disgusting. Oh, Sean O'Malley knee. It's right there. Okay, let's see.
Oh! Big knee.
I'm going to eat it.
Wrong video. Oh, my
God. Because the pop, you could hear
it. I know. I just want to hear the video, dude. Come on. Give me a good one. Wow, this is great radio, James.
I was like, pop, like, bam.
It was just, wait.
I mean, this is just perfect. And he caught him ducking down. Now, let's listen.
Oh, no. It's just his head going right back down.
Okay, you all heard right, it. You saw it on Twitter.
You guys get it.
UFC fighters are built different.
If I ever caught a knee to the nose, I would die.
All right, Joe. All right, Joe.
Go Bulls, go Bears for Brady.
Go Bulls, go Bears, go Sammy.
Yeah. Stay hydrated this weekend.
Happy March.
Yeah, happy March, happy St. Patrick's Month. City of Chicago, be safe. All right, music by Pat Miles and Chef Charles. Peace, love, and happiness. Hear from us next time.
Shot City, come on and ride with me. Get high and catch a vibe with me. This music that make you feel good. Do it for the real ones. Do it while I still can. This is for the real fans. We're singing along with the satellite shows. I know, I'm so fly, don't you think so too? Shawty trying to come through to kick it like Kung Fu. On the block cruise with the sunroof open. I'm the one who everybody love. Everybody want to be like me. I cha-cha real smooth. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I break rules and race roofs. Sit great goose with great juice. I make moves when I'm making music and hang loose, homie. Fall back like I don't. Okay, I gotta go right out la dee da dee do. I feel fucking awesome. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it, got it, good. Get it, got it, good, good. Get it, got it, good. Fall back like I don't. Okay, I gotta go right out la dee da dee do. I feel fucking awesome. I'ma tell you all why. Ain't felt like this for a long time. Can't think with the wrong mind. Can't drift to the wrong tide. Can't sink if it's all dry. Land, one day you gotta learn to fly. Curve the plot, cook it up, serve it hot. Shorty thick like a car bomb. Oh Lord, won't quit till it's all mine. On God, I've been steady.